In her recent biography, Man or Monster, The Truth About Newt Scamander, Rita Skeeter states that I was never a magizoologist, but a Dumbledore spy who used magizoology as a cover to infiltrate the Magical Congress of the United States of America, MACUSA, in 1926. Now this, as anyone who lived through the 1920s will know, is an absurd claim. No undercover wizard would have chosen to pose as a magizoologist at that period. An interest in magical beasts was considered dangerous and suspect, and taking a case full of such creatures into a major city was, in retrospect, a serious mistake. I went to America to free a trafficked Thunderbird, which was quite risky enough, given that MACUSA had a curse-to-kill policy on all magical creatures at that time. I am proud to say that 1 year after my visit, President Serafina Pickery instituted a protective order on Thunderbirds, an edict she would eventually extend to all magical creatures. At President Pickery's request, I made no mention of the more important American magical creatures in the first edition of Fantastic Beasts, because she wished to deter wizarding sightseers. As the American wizarding community was subject to greater persecution at that time than their European counterparts, and given that I had inadvertently contributed to a serious breach of the International Statute of Secrecy in New York, I agreed. I have reinstated them in their rightful place in this new edition. It would take months to contradict every other wild assertion in Miss Skeeter's book. I shall simply add that, far from being the love rat who left Serafina Pickery heartbroken, the president made it clear that if I didn't leave New York voluntarily and speedily, she would take drastic steps to eject me. It is true that I was the first person ever to capture Gellert Grindelwald, and also true that Albus Dumbledore was something more than a schoolteacher to me. More than this, I cannot say, without fear of breaching the official Magical Secrets Act, or, more importantly, the confidences that Dumbledore, most private of men, placed in me. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was a labour of love, in more ways than one. As I look back over this early book, I relive memories that are etched on every page, though invisible to the reader. It is my fondest hope that a new generation of witches and wizards will find in its pages fresh reason to love and protect the incredible beasts with whom we share magic. Newt Scamander. Editor's note. For Muggle Edition, usual guff. Obvious fiction, all good fun, nothing to worry about. Hope you enjoy it. Introduction. About this book. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them represents the fruit of many years' travel and research. I look back across the years to the 7-year-old wizard who spent hours in his bedroom dismembering hawklumps, and I envy him the journeys to come. From darkest jungle to brightest desert, from mountain peak to marshy bog, that grubby, hawklump-encrusted boy would track, as he grew up, the beasts described in the following pages. I have visited lairs, burrows, and nests across 5 continents, observed the curious habits of magical beasts in 100 countries, witnessed their powers, gained their trust, and, on occasion, beaten them off with my travelling kettle. The first edition of Fantastic Beasts was commissioned back in 1918 by Mr. Augustus Worm of Obscurus Books, who was kind enough to ask me whether I would consider writing an authoritative compendium of magical creatures for his publishing house. I was then but a lowly Ministry of Magic employee, and leapt at the chance both to augment my pitiful salary of 2 sickles a week and to spend my holidays travelling the globe in search of new magical species. The rest is publishing history. This introduction is intended to answer a few of the most frequently asked questions that have been arriving in my weekly postbag ever since this book was first published in 1927. The first of these is that most fundamental question of all. What is a beast? What is a beast? The definition of a beast has caused controversy for centuries. Though this might surprise some first-time students of magizoology, the problem